Taken up Andre Tolliver, who made the tackle for Arkansas on his back at the 22 of the Razorbacks.
That time Locke chose the better of two options and was able to find the open Jamon Moore.
It's Coley who's shaken up on the play, DeAndre Coley.
I think that was friendly fire there as one of his teammates came over and helped out with the tackle and shook him up.
Stops play with 5:05 to play in the half. 28-21 Razorbacks here in Fayetteville. Fourth edition of the Battle Line rivalry. Well, here's to the beer that you can always count on, Bud Light. Proud friends of the Mizzou Tigers. Famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. So Coley able to jog off here to the near sideline. A native of Miami, Florida, senior. From the 22-yard line of Arkansas, Missouri's got the football first and 10. Alberto, the tight end. Nate Brown comes to the right of the formation in a slot right side. Jonathan Johnson, who's had a couple of drops here in the first half. Jamon Moore split to the left. Ball on the left hash. Witter, the running back. Zone read. Witter running right. Tries to cut it back. Hit it to 20. Trying to fight for yardage. Being pushed by Paul Adams to the 19. Josh Liddell makes the stop. And there's a shaken up Razorback who's holding that right arm and having a hard time getting up. Ajeem, the defensive end, McTelvin Ajeem, out of Texarkana, Texas. Officials trying to get the offense for Missouri to come back towards the playing field as they were trying to huddle over on the far side. The injured player got up quickly. Tigers are in the Case IH red zone, facing a second down and 7 from the Razorback 19, trailing 28-21 with 4:43 to play in the half. Tied in, Albert Okuwe Bunum splits to the right side. Two receivers right. Movement up front, free play. Throw it left side into the end zone. Back shoulder fade for Moore, makes the reception out of bounds. But it'll be a penalty against Arkansas for in the neutral zone.
And should have been pass interference in the end zone, too, because the defender was face guarding.
Defense, number 10, 5-yard penalty, second down.
Randy Ramsey, the Razor position, is what he plays at outside linebacking position. Yeah, moves the football to the 14-yard line. Still not a first down for Missouri. Barry Odom went down. See how close it was. Second down and 2 for Missouri. From the Razorback 14. Again, trying to tie this game at 28. Tigers have trailed by 14 on two occasions. Locke takes a high snap. Hands to Witter running right. Hit at the 12. He's got the first down to the 10. First down fueled by Missouri Cornus. DeJohn Harris makes the stop.
Witter pads low. Legs driving. Exploded for that first down. Exactly the way you draw it up.
First and goal. Floyd and Nate Brown to the right side. Moore to the left. Locke. Play action fakes. Got the tight end wide open. Albert O. That's number 41. That's a new SEC record. And he extends the Missouri record to 41. Drew Locke with his third touchdown pass of the day.
Give credit to Arkansas because they did get hands on Albert O. But he fought through that pressure and just gently glided his way right to the post. Perfect feathered pass from Drew Locke for the touchdown.
10-yard strike from Locke to Albert Okuwe Bunum. And the Tigers, a PAT away from tying the game at 28 and from fighting back from a 14-point deficit. Good snap, placed good by Fatone. Tucker McCann's kick splits the uprights. Drew Locke and the Missouri Tigers tie the game at 28, the 10th touchdown reception of the season for the redshirt freshman tight end from Springfield, Illinois. Albert Okuwe Bunum, Chad Moeller in there.
Guys, I don't know about you, but to me, that's one of the prettiest plays in the game of football. Would you agree, Howard?
Oh, it's almost like the alley-oop in basketball. It's just beautifully executed. You just a little bit of touch by the quarterback, right into the hands of big old tight end Albert O. That's the 8th straight game by Drew Locke with 3 touchdown passes or more.
So, Mr. Moeller, put it into perspective. 41 touchdown passes on the season. He extends the all-time record of Missouri to 41, bypassing the great Chase Daniel. And now he takes over the all-time lead for a single season in the SEC, bypassing Andre Woodson.
Yeah, just think about it. The most prolific passing season in SEC history. The long history of this league. That's pretty impressive.
And his team ties it to 28 with 4:09 to play in the half as Missouri goes 55 yards and 120. Warren returns it. He's at the left side at the 2, comes across the 10 to the 15 to the 20, hit it to 21, sheds a tackler, forward progress out to the 23. Tavon Ross hit him first. Kind of got him a little bit unbalanced, and then Missouri was able to bring him to the turf. So Arkansas, with 4:03 to play in the half, has it from their 23. Missouri still with two timeouts left. Quick three and out here would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, no doubt. This Tiger defense got to stiffen up and try to minimize and eliminate those big plays by the Razorbacks.
Jackson, the fullback, lines up. Split to the right of the formation. He, the tight end, and also the wide receiver. Now he shifts back in the eye. Deep handoff, angling to the left side. And cut down is T.J. Hammonds at the 26-yard line. Sophomore running back out of Little Rock, Arkansas, tackled by DeMarcus Aces. Picks up 4 yards on the play.
That play by the Razorbacks is almost designed like a draw. You get the defensive lineman upfield. The back takes it, just navigates his way. The right side of the Mizzou defensive line was upfield. Plenty of running room for Arkansas.
Second and 7 for Arkansas. Football shy of the 27 of the Razorbacks. Hammonds alone set back. Greg, the tight end, shifts. He's now tight to the right side. Allen goes under center. Stewart in motion to the right side. Play action fake off the straight drop. Throw it back left side, incomplete. Intended for Hammonds on the screen. And Allen took a shot and is slow getting up. Rolling over on his side. On all fours now gets up at the 10-yard line.
Good recognition there by the Tiger defensive line. They, of course, got pressure right away, but then realized when they were let go that they needed to retreat, and that play would have went for nowhere had it been completed.
Allen still kind of holding his ribs as he took a shot from Missouri's Jordan Harold. A little forearm to the chest. Can Missouri get out of the drive? Tiger fans over to the northeast side making some noise. 5 in the box for Missouri. Stewart in motion to the right side. Game tied at 28. 3:20 to play in the half. Allen wants to throw. Steps up. Rainbows right side into double coverage, and it's intercepted by Adam Sparks at the 21-yard line, his second of the season. Tried to go deep. They burned him a couple of times early. But Adam Sparks was running stride for stride with Jones, and he makes the interception. The Tigers with two timeouts left and 3:11 to play in the first half. Have it at their 21.
Well, two things on that play. Great coverage, as you mentioned, by the Tiger secondary. Sparks right there. The ball was thrown between the two Tiger defenders. May have gotten lost in the sun, but Sparks was right there. Also, Allen hit on the play. He may have released that football a little bit earlier than he had planned to.
From the 21, Locke going to keep it himself, running left. Now throws it left sideline for Moore at the 24. Forward progress across the 25. Left sideline out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Picks up 6 yards on the play. Second and 4 on that run-pass option.
Yeah, Jamon Moore, who had a case of the drops last year, has done a much, much better job this year holding on to the football.
Second and 4 for Missouri. Witter running left, trying to bounce it outside. 3 defenders there, and he's going to be stuffed. Forward progress to the 27-yard line brings up 2nd and 4, maybe lost a half a yard. Harris on the stop. It's 2:42 to play in the half. Game tied at 28. Missouri trailed in this game 21-7 and 28-14. Tied it at 28 is Drew Locke. He's thrown 3 touchdown passes here in the first half. Arkansas in the neutral zone going to whistle this one dead as they show blitz up the middle of the formation, and they came all the way over the head of the center and into the almost to the backfield.
Number 23, 5-yard penalty. He's up for the penalty as the first down.
Drake Greenlaw, the guilty party.
That's three
today.
Four, yeah, by Arkansas three. Coming offsides, and 2 of them gone for touchdowns because Missouri took advantage of the free play.
So this one results in a first down. It's just called undisciplined football, isn't it? Sign of a team that's 4-7. Locke on first down. Hands to Witter running right, trying to find a seam. Turns it upfield just outside the right hash and gets to about the 38-yard line with 2:09 to play here in the first half. Greenlaw again on the stop.
Again, Ish just stays to the outside where there's plenty of running room instead of going back into traffic that time. And then he picks up additional yardage.
Brown goes off. Floyd and Moore to the left of the formation. Ball on the right hash. 1:49 to play in the half. Game tied at 28. Witter now slides to the left of Drew Locke. Tight end wing to the right side. No safeties back for Arkansas. Pitch it out right side. Called by Collins. Comes across the 45. Stays in bounds, though. Picks up the first down to the 47-yard line with 1:37 to play in the first half. He beat Callaway in coverage. First down fueled by Missouri Corn. First and 10 from the Tiger 47. Clock running with 1:30 to play in the half. Locke takes the snap. Looking, pressure comes, throws it underneath, off the hands of Jamon Moore, who tried to turn it upfield at the 44-yard line before catching the football. Stops the clock with 1:22 to play, his second drop of the game.
Clearly, I jinxed him, because the previous play, I talked about how his minimized his drops.
And, Kirsch, remember, the Tigers now, they're down to two timeouts. They had to use one early in the first quarter as the play clock was running down. So we'll see if that impacts this last minute 22.
1:22, as Chad says, from the 47-yard line of Missouri. Tigers have it second and 10. Two safeties back for Arkansas. Locke looking flush in the pocket, sacked at the 44. They collapsed it. Guidry, from his defensive end position, blew up the offensive lineman and was able to sack Drew Locke with 1:07 to play. Now did the Tigers just allow the play clock to run down here on third down and long with 59 seconds to play. They can take it down inside of 35 seconds if they choose before taking a timeout. On third down and 13, they're going to go ahead and snap it. Lott takes the snap, looking, throws it right sideline. Dominic Collins can't get to the football. Pass interference against Arkansas at the 21. In coverage was Callaway. The Arkansas players thought it was against Dominic Collins with a forearm. But it's going to go against Chevin Callaway.
There were two fouls on the play, one by each team. Personal foul, illegal hands to the face. Offense, number 75. Pass interference, defense, number one. Those penalties offset. Third down.
Replay third down. Third down at 13 from the 44 with 37 seconds to play here in the first half.
Oh, what a shame, boy, because Collins fought off the defender. It was clearly pass interference. Unfortunately for the Tigers, Trey Sims gets called for our hands to the face.
Missouri's been penalized just three times here in the first half. 37 seconds to play in the half. Third and 13 from the Mizzou 44. Locke looking, wants to throw. Steps up, fires. He's got Collins on the right sideline on. Makes the reception, but he's out of bounds. Call it a catch at the 25. They took time. The side judge took time. Looked like he was out of bounds. And see if they review this as Callaway was in coverage again at the 25. Missouri moves the chains right now. And he had a foot down, had their right foot down, but they will review it.
Ruling on the field is a completed pass for a first down. The previous play is under further review.
The official right there saw the foot came down with control of the football, and that is a Missouri reception. Same play that Tigers tried to go to Dominic Collins on the previous play. This time, he's able to come down with the catch.
Chad Hill, the side judge, watched it unfold right in front of him and was looking back to the head linesman to see if there was any movement where he might have stepped out of bounds, perhaps. And after really just kind of maybe a second or two, ruled it complete. And he had the foot down, toe, heel, first down Missouri at the 25.
The ruling on the field is confirmed. First down.
Hats off to Dominic Collins, who has not got a lot of snaps this year, certainly not as many as he had hoped to, but what a tough catch that was in a pressure situation with a guy all over him and no room on the sideline.
The ball was thrown perfectly. The ball has to be thrown right at the sideline, and that's what causes the defender. The only way he can make a play is to go through the receiver, and that's what happened.
And you're in field goal range, too, is the point I was going to make. Two timeouts left, 28 seconds to play. Locke out of the shotgun, tight end wing to the right side. Two receivers split left. Four in the box for Arkansas. They bring no blitz. Locke throws it middle of the field into the end zone. Off the hands of Jamon Moore in the back line. Tolliver darted right in front of him, maybe obstructing his view momentarily, but he got two hands on the football. Clock stops with 22 seconds to play here in the first half.
They also had Albert O open in the left flat. And also another receiver open underneath.
Kendall Blanton, the tight end. 22 seconds to play in the half. Second and 10 for Missouri from the Arkansas 25. Tigers have got two timeouts still in the pocket. Lock on second down. Ball on the right hash. Takes the snap. Play action fake. Looking, has time. Pumps now. Throws middle of the field. Intended for all. Kendall Blanton incomplete. Brings up a third down with 17 seconds to play in the half. It would be about a 43-yard field goal from Tucker McCann. That would match his long for the season. Johnson in. Brown split to the left side. Dominic Collins split right. Now Kendall Blanton comes slot to the right side on third and 10. And again, middle of the field, opportunities for Missouri's. Arkansas safeties are both outside of the hash marks.
You're going to have illegal substitution for Missouri. Jamon Moore just came on the field as Nate Brown walked off, but they're going to say that I believe that's illegal substitution.
Move the penalty back to the 30, takes you out of field goal range.
Substitution infraction, offense, number six. 5 yard penalty, third down.
Two mistakes there right in a row by the senior wide receiver, Jamon Moore. You know he wants to make up for that. The Tigers with a third and 15 now.
And again, this would be about a 48-yard attempt if Missouri does not get some yardage back. Two timeouts, 17 seconds to play in the half. Game tied at 28. Missouri trailed 21-7 and 28-14.
And now Brown is back. Four more.
Correct. Dominic Collins split to the right. Both safeties again outside the hash marks. Running right, Witter to the boundary to the second level. 25-20 out of bounds at the 19. Callaway ran him out of bounds. Heady play, and on comes the field goal unit as Missouri moves into the Case IH red zone with 11 seconds to play in the half. Facing a fourth and four. From the 19-yard line of Arkansas, trying to take their first lead of the game.
Yeah, he went from about a 47-yard attempt to now about a 37-yard.
37-yard attempt just to the right, just to the left of the right hash. Out of the hold of Corey Fatone. Good snap, good place. The kick from McCann, plenty long, and it is good. And Missouri has its first lead of the game. After trailing by 14 twice, Missouri leads it with 7 seconds to play in the half, 31-28. McCann, a 37-yard field goal to give Missouri the lead here in the Battle Line rivalry.
Hats off to the Tigers, fighting back through adversity again, coming from two touchdown leads on two occasions to take the lead. I mean, that's big going into this second half. I think what it does, it gives the offense more confidence, and hopefully the defense can step up and play more stout defense here in the second half.
Tigers go 60 yards in 11 plays in 3:04, capped off by the 37-yard field goal. Matt Michaels will have all the halftime coverage for you here on the Tiger Network. We will get Barry Odom to begin the second half.
Come out, Missouri. The second timeout.
Tigers take their second timeout. 7 seconds to play in the half. Numbers look like this. Missouri 377 yards of total offense. Arkansas 273. Arkansas 208 through the air. Missouri 254. Drew Locke in the first half. 13 of 24. 254 yards. 3 touchdown passes. He is the single season touchdown pass leader in school history, bypassing Chase Daniel, who had 39, now with 41. And he is also the single season touchdown pass leader in the history of the Southeastern Conference with the 3 TD strikes today. And he continues to lead the country. Baker Mayfield is the next closest. The Sooners have got West Virginia on Saturday. Squib kick along the turf, takes a high bounce, picked up by an up man at the 19, running to the left side, trying to get out of bounds and forced out of bounds. Jackson, the fullback at the 34-yard line, and that's the end of the first half. We have played 30 minutes here in Fayetteville. Missouri was down by 14 on two occasions, 21-7, 28-14, and they head to the locker room with a 31-28 lead. This is Mizzou football from Learfield.
Tiger checking is more than a sign of your Mizzou pride, because when you show your Tiger checking debit card, it's like a bone-rattling, blood-curdling roar. It's everything you expect from a checking account, plus exclusive roar-worthy perks. Find your local community bank at tigerchecking.com. Tiger checking, because it's time to roar. Strong roots, endless possibilities.
Member Central Bank Company, member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built overnight. They take season after season of consistent performance and constant improvement. This is just as true in football as it is in farming. And at DeKalb and Asgrow, our seeds are built on a legacy and bred with your farm in mind. From proven performance to industry-leading innovation, DeKalb and Asgrow can make all the difference on your farm next season and for seasons to come. Take the field with confidence next season. Visit DeKalbAsgrow.com to learn more. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM where applicable. Grain marketing and all stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Head back to school online. Mizzou Online brings you options in positive coaching, journalism, education, health management, and more. Online.missouri.edu.
College football lives here. It's the Tigers versus the Razorbacks. The Battle Line Rivalry from Learfield.
Gotcha.
So here's the deal, folks. Clock had expired, but the officials say that he was out of bounds with 2 seconds remaining in the first half. So Arkansas will have one snap here late in the first half, with leading by the score of 31-28.
They're going to take a knee, looks like to me.
Yep.
Well, no, I'm sorry. They're huddling now. I thought they were getting in victory formation.
Tigers have got 5-4 defenders back beyond the 50-yard line. Allen out of the shotgun, two receivers split to the right. Little Hail Mary option here with 2 seconds to play in the half. Allen takes the snap, and now a timeout taken by Missouri just as he was getting ready to snap it. Barry Odom is going to huddle his defense.
Why not? Use him. You can't take him with you.
Yep. 31-28 is the Missouri lead, 2 seconds to play in the half.
And plus it riles up the home crowd. You can have a little fun with them that way.
Just kind of poke a little bit at him, huh?
Sure, that wasn't part of his decision-making process, but I like to pretend it was.
It's interesting that some of the Arkansas fans haven't shown up today. The Missouri fans are starting to kind of move closer towards the 10-yard line from that northeast corner over across the way. Tigers now take four defensive players and move them inside the 30-yard line, inside the 10. They've got Sparks inside the 5-yard line, AC inside the 5, and two defenders standing at the 15. Allen moving the pocket right, chased by Beckner, throws it away, and that's the end of the first half. Tigers 31, Arkansas 28. This is Mizzou football from Learfield.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. Finding the nation's top talent is essential to their team's success. The same is true in business, and you can find the best talent for your business with ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 job boards, and ZipRecruiter identifies relevant candidates fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, leading job site of Tiger fans everywhere. For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Missouri.
ESPN's Neil Everett here. This college football season, Nissan's putting you in the driver's seat. Go to NissanHeismanHouse.com. Build a customized Titan wrapped in your school's colors. Then register for a chance to win it. Enter the Nissan Heisman House Sweepstakes. Take on today.
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 12-8-17. Open to residents of USDC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/Heisman House Sweepstakes. Sponsored by Nissan North America.
Well, a little bit of a delay there, but the Missouri Tigers do lead at halftime 31-28 over the Arkansas Razorbacks in the Battle Line Rivalry presented by Shelter Insurance. Good afternoon. Matt Michaels here in our Columbia studios, joined by Jeff Parles. It's time for the halftime report brought to you by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. Well, Jeff, my friend, if you wanted offense, you came to the right place today. 377 yards of offense for Missouri, 273 for the Hogs. But the Tigers make that drive at the end count, and that great catch by Dominic Collins puts Tucker McCann in field goal range for the edge right now.
What a weird half that was also. Tigers fall down by 14, go on a 17-0 spurt, 10-0.5, and a little history, too, in that first half. Drew Locke becoming the all-time single-season passing touchdown record holder for both Mizzou and for the Southeastern Conference, now at 41. But strange half, a lot of great offense on both sides. But I would say Mizzou's in pretty good shape with that 24-point second quarter to be up by three.
Yeah, interesting when you look at Drew Locke's line in that half. 13 of 24 passing for 254 yards through that interception early, but with three passing touchdowns. And really, Jeff, he could have more. The Tigers are having a little bit of trouble holding on to the ball on some of these.
Yeah, there's a few that, well, Jamon Moore dropping a touchdown right before the end of the half. There, one other from Jamon that would have been a big gainer as well. The sun played a factor on one with Emmanuel Hall in that first quarter, which probably would have been a touchdown if he didn't lose it in the sun. But look, Matt, Drew Locke's playing better than that 13 to 24. The first drive, he had that interception. It was a misread or an underthrow, depending on which receiver he's trying to go to. But Locke has been stellar since that first drive, and Mizzou's offense in that second quarter really took off.
I think defensively, they had better coverage down the field. Obviously, the interception by Adam Sparks was big, but also, they're just not quite getting to Austin Allen all the time, but they're coming really close on that pass rush to disrupting Arkansas's day.
Yeah, they've had some good plays. Marcel Frazier had two really good plays early. He had a sack. He had a deflection on a pass that nearly resulted in an interception as well. But what a great play by the true freshman Adam Sparks near the end of the half on that interception to get Missouri the ball back. That's not an easy play to make, especially with the sun there as well, and Sparks made it. Mizzou's defense got a lot better as that half went along, giving up the big pass plays early, but they settled in as that half rolled along.
And penalties on either side, you don't want to count on them, but Arkansas has made some key infractions at key times, and it's given Missouri some new life and also helped them out to recover those 14-point deficits.
Yeah, and again, you can't bank on Arkansas making those mistakes like they did in that first half penalty-wise, but hey, Missouri took advantage. They have 24 points in the second quarter, 17 in a row to get this lead at halftime at 31-28.
Tiger fans, Mizzou Athletics would like to thank our premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. It's halftime in Fayetteville, and the Missouri Tigers lead Arkansas 31-28. We'll have more of the Mizzou halftime report coming up on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
You can buy an ordinary car, or you can buy a classic car from Pinnacle Automotive Gallery in O'Fallon, Missouri. What kind of cars, you ask? Well, you should view their extensive selection of classics to exotics to everyday drivers at PinnacleAutomotiveGallery.com. They accept all trades, so if you're in need of a new vehicle or looking to upgrade, look no further. Even if you don't buy one of their cars, they are happy to buy yours. Pinnacle Automotive Gallery is dedicated to providing the ultimate automobile buying experience. Go to PinnacleAutomotiveGallery.com.
Happy Thanksgiving and go Tigers, courtesy of TMS Wellness in O'Fallon, Missouri. If you've been diagnosed with clinical depression, you need to find out more about TMS Wellness. They use FDA-approved technology. It's MRI technology that helps stimulate the brain. This is FDA-approved and it's covered by insurance. So bring your insurance card when you call TMS Wellness, 314-497-9657 or stlouistmswellness.com and go Tigers.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Ravioli. Does anyone have the recipe for Famous Bar French onion soup?
The answers to all of these St. Louis questions and more can be found at the new Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere. Extensive and extremely rare St. Louis memorabilia not only covers the walls of Circa STL, it transcends into the menu, from the soups to the beer. You should visit Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere at 1090 Old De Pere Road near Manchester and I-270. It's deja vu all over again. Online at circa-stl.com.
The Tigers play here on KTRS St. Louis.
Tiger fans, be sure to download our new podcast, Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance with Mike Kelly. Visit MUTigers.com/podcast and subscribe today. Back here on the Bud Light Halftime Report, Missouri leads Arkansas 31-28. I'm Matt Michaels along with Jeff Parles. Jeff, the Tigers leaned a lot on Ish Witter in that first half. 22 carries for 88 yards and a touchdown as well for Ish. Seems like they're going to have to do that some more in the second half. Now that they have a lead, if they can build on that, I'd imagine Mr. Witter gets the rock a lot.
And you would imagine, too, Matt, that the Tigers will be able to break off a long run at some point. Their longest run was that lock scramble off the read pass option for 34 yards. The longest run by a running back is only 11 yards. So at some point, if they're going to keep feeding the rock to Witter and Roundtree, at some point you expect one of the two of them to break off a long run just because this Arkansas defense, yeah, they're pretty good against the run, but they'll let a big play happen every once in a while.
And in a departure from the last two times these teams have played, Missouri owns the time of possession right now, nearly 18 minutes with the ball against only 12 for the Hogs. We know the Hogs have had some quick strikes of their own on offense, but that trend portends well for Missouri going forward.
Oh, absolutely. Arkansas had almost 200 yards of passing on their first few drives. We haven't seen them do that all year. This is not a high-flying attack like we saw in this first half. And look, if Mizzou can control the time of possession, which you and I both know, Matt, that doesn't happen too often with the Tigers winning the TOP battle. If they win the TOP battle today, they're probably heading towards a blowout victory here in the second half.
Again, Emmanuel Hall doubtful to return with what's been termed as a hamstring injury. He's already scored two touchdowns and gone over 100 yards in this game. But in his absence, what does Missouri have to do to step up with that deep threat?
Well, hopefully Jamon Moore can cut down on the drops because he's been getting open. It hasn't been all deep balls, but it's been intermediate routes, and it's been, one in the end zone there was an intermediate route as well. He's getting open most of the time here. If Jamon Moore cuts down on the drops, you got to get Albert O involved more. He was wide open on the touchdown, but he's looked good. And Dominic Collins, who we haven't seen a lot from this year, but that play at the end of the half was a fabulous play to set up the final 3 points for Mizzou. Maybe we see Collins get involved for the Tiger offense.
See if Dominic Collins and Nate Brown certainly assert themselves in the second half of play. And it should be a dandy from down in Fayetteville as the battle line rivalry presented by Shelter Insurance. The Tigers, if they hang on to this 31-28 lead, just 30 minutes away from having that 25-pound battle line in their hands in gold at the end of the day. This has been the Bud Light Halftime Report. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Bud Light, proud friend of the Missouri Tigers, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Brian Houseworth has a scoreboard update for you next here in our Bud Light Halftime. You're listening to Mizzou Football on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of Mizzou fans cracking open their first tailgate Bud Lights. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed with four essential ingredients to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Every season finds a landowner surveying fields at the break of day, a steward of a few acres or many more, conserving the land for future generations, working hard for a better yield tomorrow. From century farms to weekend getaways, native grasses for pasture, wetlands for waterfowl, caring for resources that benefit all, a way of life for a landowner. Find help and workshops at MissouriConservation.org.
Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited plans. So we asked people what they thought about it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, did you hear that?
It's the HBO sound.
It is, because HBO comes with AT&T Unlimited plans. How does that make you feel?
You mean I can watch HBO on my phone?
Yep, or your tablet or your smart TV.
So I can watch Game of Thrones and Westworld?
And Insecure and Silicon Valley?
And Veep and Divorce?
And The Deuce and Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Plus the latest movies?
Virtually anywhere?
On my favorite device?
Even when it's not Sunday night?
Yes, exactly. Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited plans. Visit an AT&T store for details.
Requires an eligible AT&T Unlimited Plus or Choice plan and activating HBO. Requires compatible device which is sold separately. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slow speeds. Benefits starts within two bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, coverage, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Finish like a tiger with an online bachelor's degree from Mizzou. No matter where you start in college, you can finish with Mizzou Online. Online.missouri.edu.
Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
Good afternoon, everyone. 3:41 is our time. I'm Brian Houseworth, live with you here from our Learfield Studios in Jefferson City. We're in the Charlie Peters Operations Center. Battle line rivalry at the half. Frank Broyles Field, Mizzou leading Arkansas 31-28. The young man from Lee's Summit, Drew Locke, now in the history books. 12 of 21, 223 yards, three touchdowns. That's 41 in a season, a Mizzou record, and an SEC all-time single-season record. Mizzou up 31-28. Arkansas led by big Brian Wallace. They're running behind him virtually every play. The young man from CBC who grew up in Florissant, one of the best offensive linemen in the country. Elsewhere in the SEC, Ole Miss and number 14, Mississippi State. Rebels win it last night 31-28. Alabama-Auburn, that will be the Iron Bowl tomorrow. We've got Clemson, South Carolina tomorrow night. Clean, old-fashioned hate Georgia and Georgia Tech and Texas A&M playing at LSU. That game will be under the lights in Baton Rouge. Upset of the day, my friends, in the top 25. Number 2, Miami falling to Pitt 24-14. Kenny Pickett, a freshman quarterback for Pitt, leading them to the win.
Pickett under center on fourth down. Fakes a handoff. He's going to run for the first down. He's at the 15-10. He's at the 5. Nice for the pylon, and the Panthers score a touchdown.
It's Bill Hillgrove and company on the call on IMG, and Pitt stuns number 2 Miami 24-14. Miami hadn't won there, or hadn't lost there, I should say, since 1997. They'll obviously fall out of the top 4. We'll see what happens. Number 12 TCU beating Baylor today 45-22. That is your SEC top 25 scoreboard. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Bud Light, proud friend of Mizzou Athletics, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. I'm Brian Houseworth, live in studio. This is Tiger Football from Learfield.
A Regions checking account can help you take your next
step. Even in uncertain times, we must not neglect to appreciate the freedoms we all enjoy and the brave men and women who protect those freedoms. Ernie Paddy Collision salutes our armed forces, our police, firefighters, and paramedics who protect us, our communities, and our country. Ernie Paddy Collision is proud to serve St. Louis for over 30 years, providing full-service collision and mechanical repair using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Our iCar-trained technicians are just a phone call or click away. A direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, Ernie Paddy is your one-stop auto collision, engine, and tire center, providing the highest quality guarantee on workmanship for all repairs. Free pickup and delivery with 24-hour towing available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For directions and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online, go to ErniePettyCollision.com. Saluting our great country and all who honor and support the men and women who allow us our freedoms. Thank you for your service.
Nothing lights up the holidays like jewelry. To find the perfect ring, necklace, or earring set to touch her heart, visit Paramount Jewelers. Make the holidays sparkle for that special someone in your life. Visit Paramount Jewelers today, located in historic downtown Maplewood. Don't fight the crowds on Black Friday looking for jewelry. Save time and money by shopping on Small Business Saturday at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount Jewelers has a huge selection of diamonds and colored gemstones for your sweetheart. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Are your dentures flopping around your mouth? Would you like a sturdier denture? Well, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is the place to go. If you go to a corporate dentistry, they'll charge you $25,000. Dr. Bowen will fix your dentures and give you implant dentistry for $6,000. But first, you got to call them, 314-921-3500, and set up your free consultation before the end of the year. $6,000 for implant dentistry at Dr. Bowen or BowenDentalCare.com.
The Tigers play here on KTRS St. Louis.
Mizzou football is brought to you by AT&T. AT&T covers 99% of all Americans, mobilizing your world. Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. And by Monsanto. Visit DeKalbAsgrow.com to learn how to take the field with confidence next season. Yeah.
Mizzou football is on the air with the call of the second half. Here's Mike Kelly and Howard Richards.
The battle line rivalry was exciting in the first half. We'll see what comes in the second half. The Tigers come back from a deficit. They lead at halftime, 31-28. We still got about 3.5 minutes to go before kickoff. And, of course, Shelter Insurance presenting the battle line rivalry. You can call a local Shelter Insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review and ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. And, of course, Chris Trevino is with the basketball team. So our man Chad Moe is on the sidelines. And the coach's thoughts on the half brought to us by Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. And the Tigers are making the way out now. And Chad is waiting for Coach Odom to get his thoughts on that exciting first half. And we'll get things going here in about 3 minutes or so. But a beautiful day here in Arkansas. We are in Fayetteville. The sunshine. The shadows have finally covered the field now. So let's see what kind of difference that makes. And Chad Moeller is ready with Coach Odom.
Here with Coach Odom. Coach, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I knew it was going to be evenly matched. Obviously, we really don't want to get in a shootout, but that's the way it's unfolded. We got to go play one snap at a time, get started quick here, and hold in together and try to out-team them here in the second half.
Go get him, Coach.
All right. Thank you very much, Chad Moe. About 2.5 minutes to go until kickoff. And again, Coach's thoughts on the half brought to you by Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. And, yeah, busy, busy week in the Tigers in Orlando where our buddy Chris Trevino is. And Mike Kelly will be going back down there for the championship game on Sunday. But it's an exciting first half, Howard.
Yeah, this is give credit to Missouri. I mean, down on a couple of occasions in the first half by 2 touchdowns more. But they fought back. I mean, they got down because of, I'd like to say this is their self-imposed mistakes, you know, penalties, giving up big plays. Missouri's given up, you know, in the passing game, they've given up long plays by Arkansas, and that is what has really hurt the Tigers. You know, long passes of 32 yards, 65 yards, and 33 yards. So that's the trend that Missouri needs to try to reverse if they want to stay control of this football game.
Arkansas won the opening toss. They defer to the second half. So they'll have the ball to begin things here in Fayetteville. 31-28. Missouri with the lead at the half. Let's go back down to Chad Moeller on the Missouri sideline, brought to you by AT&T. Missouri really the only injury of note. Emmanuel Hall, after that second touchdown reception, injured his hamstring.
He did, and he is in street clothes, so he is not going to be available in this second half, unfortunately, for the Tiger offensive attack. We'll have to see who they decide to replace him. We saw Dominic Collins take some snaps there in the first half in place of Emmanuel and made a huge catch there that basically got the Tigers 3 points. And you do see Jamal Brooks now on the sidelines in street clothes on crutches, again, with his left knee injury suffered on that punt return in the first quarter. So those two are definitely out for the rest of the day, and Tigers already playing without Jason Reese, senior tight end.
Now with back spasms, you kind of hope, too, that those injuries aren't too significant, that those two kids will get a chance to enjoy the bowl game. Of course, Missouri is trying to improve its resume today, already bowl eligible, but trying to get to 7-5 on the season and finish conference play 4-4.
Well, defensively, this team, this Missouri team, just has to come out and start faster. Again, get pressure, try to correct the types of mistakes that they've made in the first half, and just take control of the football game and try to force some turnovers by Arkansas.
Warren and Cross back deep, awaiting the kickoff from the north end from Tucker McCann. On your radio dial, left to right, second half just about underway, and it is. We hope you enjoy it. Kickoff's going to sail out of the back of the end zone, and Missouri players shaken up, targeting call against Arkansas as they took out Cam Hilton.
Yeah. I think it was the kicker that got hit by an Arkansas front line in the return team. He went right at the helmet of the kicker.
Hubert Owens is the referee. Tucker McCann gets a high five from Kevin Pendleton. As the officials are huddled, and now Mr. Owens trotting beyond the 35 towards the huddle at the 43. Looking for the replay on the play.
Boy, that's got the Tiger coaches and players fired up. They thought that was an intentional play from the start there. So this might be, we'll have to see if this turns into a little chippiness here in the second half.
Let's hear from Hubert Owens.
Personal foul, targeting. Number 29 on the receiving team. 15-yard penalty. First down.
So move it back from the 25. They'll start the drive at the 10. And they've yet to show it on CBS, the replay. We continue to look. 31-28, the Missouri lead. And now a Missouri player kind of having some words with the Arkansas sideline. That's DeMarcus Acy. Got to show some poise here. And, yeah, it was Cam Hilton who got drilled. Just went right after him in a targeting penalty as he drilled him in the head. Hilton got up and was kind of shaken up, but was able to jog off the field.
Yeah, I mistakenly thought it was the kicker, because Cam was right, lined up right next to him, and Hilton is the one who typically is the gunner and one of the first guys down on kickoff coverage.
Yep, he was the guy getting up slow. So the Tigers, as they take a review automatically because of the targeting call, we'll see Arkansas keep the football but begin the drive at the 10-yard line in what was just a cheap shot on the part of the Arkansas player.
Well, and there's no question he led with his helmet. I haven't seen yet if he got helmet-to-helmet contact. It sure looks like it from my vantage point on the replay board.
Yep, he did. You can see the head snap but back.
Regardless, he led with his helmet, and you're going to get that call against you 9 times out of 10.
That's probably about a classic case of targeting as exists in the spirit of the rule.
Well, we continue to watch the referees. Hubert Owens is not going to take off the headphones, and let's hear from him, see what they had upstairs.
After review, the ruling of targeting on the field stands. Number 29 has been disqualified.
So disqualified from the game, Derek Munson, a backup linebacker. Arkansas will begin the drive at the 10, and let's see if that fires up the Missouri sideline and the Missouri defense. We saw DeMarcus Acy kind of woofing over here at the sideline, near side. Let's see if they can prove a point with their play.
Indeed, you know, and sometimes plays like that do inspire a team and just kind of wake them up out of a funk.
That's held, has been declined by the receiving team. They're going to take the ball at the 25-yard line.
So instead of starting the drive at the 10, they started at the 25. I guess it was from a spot foul, so it would have been 15 from the spot. My correction. Which would have been back at the 45, so they take it to the 25 after the touchback. Yeah, that makes sense. Pettway in, wide receiver. Jones, the other wide receiver. Arkansas begins the drive at the 25. They trail 31-28. Missouri trailed in the first half by 14 on two occasions, 21-7, 28-14. They've scored the last 17 in the first half to build the three-point lead, and the Missouri fans over in the northeast corner where there's still some sun make some noise. Pettway to the right of the formation with Jones. Tied in a stand-up position left. Jones goes in motion right, takes another jet sweep. Stiff arms Frazier, had him behind the line of scrimmage, cuts it back inside 24, sheds a tackle across the 30 and brought down at the 33. Tigers had three golden opportunities, including Marcel Frazier, who lost contain and then couldn't bring down the wide receiver on the jet sweep.
Good effort by Pettway. Maneuvering and almost made a first down out of it. Really good run.
Tigers missed multiple tackles. Pruitt missed a tackle. Finally, Sherrills makes the stop. Second and one for Arkansas on a play that should have been second and maybe 14. Backfield in the eye. Pettway in motion back to the right side. Under center, Allen. Deep handoff. Williams cuts it back. Left's got the first down across the 35 out to the 39-yard line. Cale Garrett on the stop for Mizzou.
Arkansas does a good job of running that stretch play. They string the play along. Their blockers keep hats on the Missouri defenders. The running back finds an opening and explodes through that hole.
Pettway comes off along with the fullback Jackson as Jones and Stewart come back on. Stewart to the left side of the field, ball on the right hash. Jones split right, tight end now shifts, comes tight to the right side. Lone setback Williams, play action fake, straight drop, looking left, flush from the pocket, now throwing the left sideline for Stewart. Can't make the reception, well defended by Adam Sparks. who prevented the offensive player from coming back. He was running stride for stride. And a good play defensively by the Missouri defensive back brings up a second and 10.
Well, he made a good play. He avoided the contact, which is crucial because he didn't get his head around. As he gains more experience, he'll learn how to play those receivers better and start to look back. Because even if you're looking back at the football and you make incidental contact, officials are less inclined to call pass interference.
Greg, the tight end, tied to the left side, standing up. In motion, Stewart goes in motion back to the right. Lines up wing to the right. Deep handoff to the running back, weaving his way. Williams popped down at the 45 by Missouri's DeMarcus Acy. Mark him down shy of the 45, brings up a third down and 5. Can Missouri get out of the drive? Tigers bring on Trey Williams, also Chris Turner. Also coming on, Thomas Wilson and Josh Bledsoe. Patton comes in at tight end. Martin comes in at wide receiver.
And with that, Marcel Frazier moves into the interior on the defensive line, trying to beat a guard who's not as used to seeing moves like him on the end.
Third down and a long 4 for Arkansas, just shy of the 45. Allen flush from the pocket, hit. He's going to be sacked, dragged down by Terry Beckner Jr. at the 43. So Missouri comes up with a stop to begin the second half. And with 13 minutes to play in the third quarter, there's an Arkansas player shaken up.
Guys, that's a coverage sack. Good job by the Missouri secondary. Allen had nowhere to go with the football, so he stepped up in the pocket to try to create something. And a Missouri defender just clamped down on him for the sack.
Former product of CBC High School in St. Louis, Brian Wallace, the right tackle out of Florissant, Missouri. At 6'6", 337 is the man who's shaken up on the play.
I'm not sure the Arkansas crowd is roaring after the replay. I'm not sure what they saw or what they thought they saw. I didn't see it myself.
They thought they saw a face mask on Beckner on the quarterback.
Didn't see it. Could not see it on our replay.
So Arkansas sends on the punter, and the crowd that's here lets us know that their lungs are in good shape. Rashad Floyd back deep, awaiting the punt from Blake Johnson.
Missouri with its defense out there playing punt safe to avoid, to try and...
Johnson hits it, 4th and 4, high spiral, angling towards the right side. Floyd just lets it sail out of bounds, didn't even move, standing inside the left hash. Tigers will get it. Punt ruled out of bounds at the 30-yard line. You got Arkansas thinking about a lot of different things other than football. Take advantage with 12:43 to play. Missouri gets the football back, 31-28, the Tiger lead. This is Mizzou football from Lear.
Hi, folks. I'm Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. You've heard me say Andy's Frozen Custard is made fresh hourly. Well, now that it's football season, it means that Andy's Frozen Custard makes 3 or 4 fresh batches of frozen custard during a typical football game. Now that's fresh. After the game, stop by and get some made fresh hourly Andy's Frozen Custard.
Touchdown, Andy's. Andy's Frozen Custard is an official sponsor of the Missouri Tigers.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
Finding a job isn't always easy for veterans. Many turn to construction and rely on Missouri's prevailing wage law. Prevailing wage makes sure our roads and bridges are built safely. Veterans have served our country, and they shouldn't have to fight fairness in wages. Please don't turn your back.